This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott.
The Ethiopian government is out with a preliminary report on an airline crash last month that killed all 157 people on board. It was the second crash involving a Boeing 737 MAX in 5 months. The report finds that the crew on the Ethiopian Airlines flight followed all the procedures provided by Boeing, but still weren't able to control the plane. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has been looking into what comes next for Boeing as it continues to work on a fix and try to restore the faith of the flying public.
Ethiopian investigators looked at data from flight ET-302's onboard recorders. The data shows the plane dove hard several times before hitting the ground.
This doesn't look good for Boeing. I think this hurts them even more.
Sean Prajnicki is at the Center for Aviation Studies at Ohio State University. He says the findings renew the focus on Boeing's MCAS system, a flight control program designed to push the nose of the big-engined 737 MAX down to prevent a disastrous stall. Full investigations of both Boeing 737 MAX crashes could take a year. Investigators are also looking at physical evidence from recovered wreckage. That's a skill that's taught in this Los Angeles warehouse, filled with twisted metal, broken glass, and torn cables.
And here we have the wreckage of 12 crashed airplanes.
Thomas Anthony at the University of Southern California uses these wrecks to train investigators from around the world to look at the positions of flap actuators or to read broken gauges.
Let's take a look at this central control column here.
Anthony is a former safety official with the FAA. He's not involved in either the Lion Air or Ethiopian cases, but says investigators have to look at Boeing's entire organizational culture.
Well, this is a very important investigation because if we just focus on the mechanical defects of the 737 MAX, we will not get to the root cause.
Boeing's already working on a software update and other fixes for the 737 MAX. Jim Corridor at CFRA Research says the company's doing what it can to restore confidence in its aircraft.
They did a test flight with the CEO, Dennis Muilenburg, on board and with the new software in place, and it does seem to be working.
Muilenburg said today, quote, "It's our responsibility to eliminate this risk. We own it and we know how to do it." Getting that software fix certified by regulators is still likely several weeks away, though. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.